The Lord alone, Israel's and Judah's salvation. Chapter 28. The fate of Samaria. Woe to the majestic garland of the drunkard Ephraim, to the fading blooms of his glorious beauty, on the head of him who is stupefied with wine. Behold, the Lord has a strong one, and a mighty, who, like a downpour of hail, a destructive storm, like a flood of water, great and overflowing, levels to the ground with violence, with feet that will trample the majestic garland of the drunkard Ephraim, the fading blooms of his glorious beauty on the head of the fertile valley will be like an early fig before summer. When a man sees it, he picks and swallows it at once. On that day, the Lord of hosts will be a glorious crown and a brilliant diadem to the remnant of his people, a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. Against Judah. But these also stagger from wine, and stumble from strong drink. Priest and prophet stagger from strong drink, overpowered by wine, led astray by strong drink, staggering in their visions, tottering when giving judgment. Yes, all the tables are covered with filthy vomit, with no place left clean. To whom would he impart knowledge? To whom would he convey the message? To those just weaned from milk, those taken from the breast? For he says, command on command, command on command, rule on rule, rule on rule, here a little, there a little. Yes, with stammering lips and in a strange language, he will speak to this people to whom he said, this is the resting place, give rest to the weary, here is repose. But they would not listen. So for them the word of the Lord shall be, command on command, command on command, rule on rule, rule on rule, here a little, there a little. So that when they walk, they stumble backward, broken, ensnared, and captured. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you arrogant who rule this people in Jerusalem, because you say, we have made a covenant with death, and with the netherworld we have made a pact. When the overwhelming scourge passes, it will not reach us. For we have made lies our refuge, and in falsehood we have found a hiding place. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, see, I am laying a stone in Zion, a stone that has been tested, a precious cornerstone as a sure foundation. He who puts his faith in it shall not be shaken. I will make of right a measuring line, of justice a level. Hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and waters shall flood the hiding place. Your covenant with death shall be cancelled, and your pact with the netherworld shall not stand. When the overwhelming scourge passes, you shall be trampled down by it. Whenever it passes, it shall take you. Morning after morning it shall pass, by day and by night. Terror alone shall convey the message. For the bed shall be too short to stretch out in, and the cover too narrow to wrap in. For the Lord shall rise up, as on Mount Perazim, bestir himself, as in the valley of Gibeon, to carry out his work, his singular work, to perform his deed, his strange deed. Now, be arrogant no more, lest your bonds be tightened. For I have heard from the Lord, the God of hosts, the destruction decreed for the whole earth. Give ear and hear my voice, pay attention and listen to what I say. Is the ploughman forever ploughing, always loosening and harrowing his land for planting? When he has leveled the surface, does he not scatter gif and sow cumin, put in wheat and barley, with spelt as its border? He has learned this rule, instructed by his God. Gif is not threshed with a sledge, nor does a cartwheel roll over cumin. But gif is beaten out with a staff, and cumin crushed for food with a rod. No, he does not thresh it unendingly, nor does he crush it with his noisy cartwheels and horses. This, too, comes from the Lord of hosts. Wonderful is his counsel, and great his wisdom.